On the 9th of August, which marks Women's Day, Zozibini Thunzi was crowned Miss South Africa. This announcement sparked several conversations around representation and the function of pageants in empowering women. Many took to social media to commend the judging panel for choosing Thunzi, but others have questioned whether the pageant is still relevant and if there's enough representation on the platform. Diversity advocate and former lawyer Thando Hoppa explains her decision to be part of the judging panel.
And I went into it because I felt like it was a partnership or a collaboration that could infuse social change by bringing in a broader perspective of representation and what represents South Africa's story.
20-year-old Masake Maleka is a BA psychology and sociology student at Stellenbosch University. Maleka has participated in several pageants since 2013, going on to win Miss Spring in the Free State in 2015. This is what she had to say about the Miss SA platform.
But with this year's Miss South Africa, they did a very good job in making sure that everyone feels represented. But I guess with every platform, not everyone will feel represented in that instance. And the one thing also I think that was a bit problematic was the one lady that they had claimed that she was plus sized. But looking at what we view as plus size, that was being a normal shape.
Letu Kwenama Litswalo is a final year medical student at Stellenbosch University and went on to reach the semi-finals of the Miss SA competition in 2018. Litswalo discusses the relevance and advantages of the competition.
But yeah, also with pageants, are they still relevant? So that's also where I'm cut off, like, is this still relevant? And why do we still need to parade in front of people and be judged on that? I mean, most of the judging happens beforehand, but, you know, still. Yeah, also the fact that it's actually a good thing because it changes your life in one night. You have connections for life and you almost guaranteed, like, success and a job. And, you know, those connections, you can always use them for the future. So I think it is a good platform for all of that stuff. Another concern I had with the pageant last year is that it was a Eastern Cape, I think it was PE, it was Cape Town, it was Durban and Joburg and Pretoria, or Joburg and Pretoria together. So those were the main places where the selection was being done. So a lot of people didn't have access or opportunities to enter, whereas this year they did an online thing. So wherever you are, as long as you have internet connection, you were able to actually enter the competition. So that was good. So it's more accessible.